my friends, Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me, a little prophecy time, baby. That's right. Something that I didn't expect to find was found. And how was it found? Because Lawrence is a cool dude who picked up on this recent news about an ancient biblical tree that was, you know, resurrected after 1,000 years from an ancient seed that was found in the hills of Judea. This is an interesting thing. Lawrence sent it over because he knew that it was a good sign. Like, I know it is a good sign. It is a biblical sign. But before that, it's also a pretty cool thing when it comes to, like, health and cancer. Because this new tree and the oil that comes from this tree may not just be, an incredible sign for us all, but it also may be something that is going to help with cancer and a host of other diseases. They revived this 1,000-year-old biblical tree from the seed found in the cave. And it's named Sheba. Yeah, that's right. I find that interesting, don't you? Because we've been talking about the Queen of Sheba a lot, that in the end days, what ends up happening is Sheba rises up, also known as the Queen of the South, also known as Lilith, also known as the Queen of the Demons, for the judgment. Sheba was a great queen who, you know, made some dealings with Solomon. And we've talked about this in prior shows. The recent debate that just went down, we correlated everything together with Sheba. And now here is news of a tree named Sheba. Now, this is a tree that's actually kind of in a very prophetic family, if you will. It's in the frankincense and myrrh family. So you have that as well. I think this is a good thing. But the main reason why this is so incredible is that they're calling this tree the very tree that gave us the balm that was found in Gilead. You've probably heard of this balm. It's all over the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the prophet. In Jeremiah 8, this prophet is basically speaking and pleading on God's behalf about how corrupt Israel had gotten, that it grieved God so much that he had to correct them, that he was bringing correction upon them, and that it was going to be a hard, long road for them. It was pretty terrible. He asks at the very end, he asks the question, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no balm in Gilead to bring an end to the suffering of those that are going through a hard time? Well, now there is. Now there is. Over the last 14 years, Sheba has grown into a tree that is nearly 3 meters. That means it's about 10 feet tall, which has enabled scientists to describe its characteristics for the first time. The seed produced Sheba was dated between 993 and 1202 CE. Although it's morphologically close to the trees of that genus, a connection was confirmed with DNA sequencing that Sheba is distinct from all other categories. It's like a tree that has been gone from the land. The healing oil of that tree gone from the land. And now it's been brought back to life. It's 10 feet tall. At first, they thought that this tree, which is connected to Scripture regardless, was a balm in Judah, which was known for its fragrance. Because back then, of course, you'd pay a lot of money to get those wonderful, you buy the Dolce & Gabbana, or you buy the colognes or whatever colognes you get and perfumes that you get. Same kind of thing. People wanted to smell nice back in the day. So they thought at first that this was that one, but it wasn't. They grew this lost tree that's mentioned in the Bible using this mysterious 1,000-year-old seed to find out that Sheba and its unique genetic fingerprint may represent an extinct taxon once native to the region whose resin, sorry, like repentance. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but to me, when I look at the genus name sorry, whose resin, known as sorry, is mentioned in the biblical text, was valued, along with its healing that's described as fragrant, he said. The balm in Gilead. Resin from the tree is from a desert cave near Jerusalem. Could be the source of the medicinal balm found in the Bible. Studies are finding this. This is incredible to me. And I love the fact that this resin is called sorry. Sorry. Because we say sorry when we do wrong. We could be fighting with someone. And if we feel like we need to make amends for what we've done, we say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it becomes as a healing balm. But people haven't been repentant. And that was the problem in Jeremiah chapter 8. People didn't care. So God cried out, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then isn't the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And then you see later, go up to Gilead, take balm, virgin daughter. In vain do you use many medicines. There's no healing for you. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Wail for her. Take balm for her pain. You see, the balm is, it's connected to spiritual healing. It's connected to wholeness. It's connected to letting go of the things that are keeping you in chains so that you can actually enjoy your life. The famous line, is there no balm in Gilead, that so many people are familiar with, comes from Jeremiah 8, where it begins, where God is going to take out, he's going to take out the bones of the kingdoms of Judah, the bones of the princes, the bones of the priests, the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He's going to take them out of their graves, and they're going to spread before the sun. He's talking about the end days here, the end time harvest, where he brings everybody back for a judgment, for a purification. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in the places where I have driven them from. Moreover, you shall say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? You know, God's saying, it's like, you know, if you turn to God now, he will answer your call. And God's like, God wants people to live a moral life, to do the right thing. And the prophet is excruciatingly revealing how God is like, you won't return. So I got to do this to you. I got to bring you through a hard time because you're not, this is the only way. Isn't there any balm in Gilead? Isn't there anyone who'll say sorry? That'll repent. That's the point of this whole passage. The wise men will be ashamed and dismayed and taken low because they've rejected the word of the Lord. And what is wisdom to them anyway? Therefore, will I give their wives to others and the fields to them that shall inherit them? Like the people that are bad, the people that are wicked, the people that are, you know, have done wrong and have left the Lord. You know what the Lord's going to do? He's going to take their fields and give it to other people. The people that are going to do the right thing. This is what happened when Israel was set free from Egypt. It actually took the riches of Egypt with them. You know, God is going to bless those that are going to do the right thing. And he's going to curse those that are going to curse people and do the wrong thing. For everyone, even from the least to the greatest, has become covetous. From the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they've healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. Slightly, they're saying peace, peace, where there's no peace. It's like today, right now, right? Well, they have the peace deal, but people, there's no peace in people's hearts. They're slightly helping the people that are in charge. They're slightly helping the people. Very little. This is very appropriate for the day that we're in. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation, for they shall be cast down, says the Lord. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. By the way, my fig tree is filled with figs. Thank you very much. Just waiting for it to ripen. Maybe we got to wait a little bit more. The leaf shall fade and the things that I have given them shall pass. Why do we sit still? Assemble. Why are you not doing anything? Assemble yourselves. Let's enter these defensed cities and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink because we sinned against God. We've come through all this stuff because we sinned against God. We were locked down in our homes because we sinned against God. We were told we couldn't do this or couldn't do that. We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, but no, only trouble. The snorting of the horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they have come and they've devoured the land. And all that is in it, the city and those that dwell in it, these invaders are going to come in and just eat up the land. Behold, I send serpents among you, which will not be charmed, and they will bite you, says the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Of course God is. But who's looking? Who's saying sorry? Who's repenting? Why have they provoked me to anger with all of their graven images and all of their strange vanities? You see graven images everywhere today, right? People wear them all the time. They don't even know that they're graven images. The harvest, now this really hit me when I was reading it, is past. The summer has ended. And we're not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt, God says. I am in pain and anguish because astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of my daughter of my people recovered? God's like, is there nobody who's going to do good for others? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no one to comfort someone with those simple words? I'm sorry. I think that this is a prophetic thing because I believe that sorry is something that a lot of people are starting to say and they're starting to realize. I talk to people behind the scenes all the time, big time YouTubers, small time YouTubers, big time influencers in the world, movers and shakers in politics, all over. People come to me like little nicks at night, right? Where only I can see, and I encourage them, and I always encourage them to do the right thing, to apologize, to say sorry. It is a healing balm. So, the balm in Gilead, you want to know what it is? Well, you're about to find out because for 14 years, the Sheba tree has been growing. And now that balm in Gilead is found once again. All right. I hope you enjoyed this little show. If you want to hear more shows like this, do me a favor, will you? Hit the like button. You know, make sure that you're subscribed. Share the channel around. Go into the description of the video. You can get yourself God's Champion shirt. All the merch, all the links to everything is in the description of the video. If it wasn't for you all helping out, getting copies of The Calling at Amazon.com, like the best novel going. If it wasn't for your support and your love and your encouragement, I wouldn't be able to do all this. I'm trying to do more things. I'm trying to go with the flow a little bit more, trying to work smarter, not harder, if you will. I feel like this was an important discovery, and I'm really glad that Lawrence sent that to me. You should follow him on X, too. He's a great guy. All right, listen, I love each and every one of you. I got to go. If you want to get yourself some Truly Free Home product, you know, you can get it. Of course, all the links are in the description of the video. This is the best stuff going. You know, you can order all your cleaning supplies, your washing, your dishing detergent, all that stuff, and you can get it sent to your house. It's great for the environment because everything's reusable. It's also really good. Doesn't have any crazy smells. I use it. I love their stuff. You'll like it too. And if you use code Jacob, you get 30% off. That's, once again, trulyfreehome.com. Okay, I love you all. I got to go. Now, and enjoy this little trailer that I did of my novel. Bye-bye.
as a child, I knew no sin until I was taught by others that I was bad to begin. When I was a child, I was not ashamed or easily tamed. I was alive and free. That is, of course, until religion and society got a hold of me. And I was tricked into eating the fruit of that cursed tree. Dead in my trespass, I was told, a miserable sinner bound for hell is the lot I was sold. God, why have you forsaken me? I cried, but religion lied. I just went along for the ride, waiting for some savior to return, so I wouldn't have to burn or have to hide. But my salvation had never left or forsaken me. It was always inside. I simply allowed the truth of who I was to be crucified. But it wasn't long before that truth of who I was once again began to rise. And I put away childish thinking for a greater prize. I'ma say life is magical and wonderful once the truth of who you are is once again realized.